Welcome to Soul-Led Living. I'm your host, Nikki Novo. I created this podcast so that you can hear, trust, and follow your intuition. Every week, I drop two episodes packed with intuitive messages that your divine team is dying for you to hear. So get your heart ready to receive exactly whatever it is that you are meant to receive. Let's do this. Welcome to our February predictions. Let's see what the month has for us. It's definitely here to change us. It's definitely a month that changes everything, but are we going to allow the change to change us? We shall see. All right, guys, we got five messages. Get settled in, get your notebooks and your pens and listen into what is for you. Remember, there are going to be messages that are for you and some that are not. And you want to use your own intuition to see what lands and what doesn't. And that is A-okay. All right, friends, let's get into our first message. Message number one. February really asks you to listen. And I don't even need to tell you this. Like, it's like, you know, this is going to happen. It feels like the last few months, the last few weeks have brought up some stuff that has really called your attention. So it could be some shocking experiences. It could be some news that you weren't expecting. It could be frustration, like, oh my God, I cannot keep failing at this thing, or this thing does not work out for me. And it just seems like that experience is this has created this momentum that brings us into February. So I'm not sure. I don't really feel like the experience is going to happen in February. It might, but it feels like it's coming from before. Like it feels like a snowball that's going down a mountain and it's finally like caught its momentum. And finally, February just has this energy and this divine timing of being like, okay, I hear you. Like something has finally caught your attention. And it's your higher self. Your higher self is like, okay, we've been trying to get her attention. We like, she's been, you know, cloudy for a while and she's tried this and she's tried that, but she is unwilling to really, really look at this part of her ego that is holding back everything else. But I think we've gotten her into a good place where she is finally frustrated or finally at like the end of some sort of rope in a sense. And, you know, when you get to kind of this rock bottom type feeling, for better or for worse, that is where all the change happens. So don't hide from those feelings. So like if you've been frustrated, if you've been a little bit upset, if you've been like, oh my gosh, like this thing doesn't work out. Or even if you just like got some news and you're like, I feel like this news means something, like this thing that just happened, like I feel like this means something. Sit with it, like let it come up, let it, like don't push it away. Don't let yourself be busy and forget that it happened. Like sit with it, let it take its place. For example, last Friday, I had a pretty important meeting that was very enlightening. It didn't go the way I thought it was gonna go, but I learned a lot. And it was in the morning. And then at night, I was thinking, oh, usually my kids go skiing on Friday nights with my husband. And I have this glorious Friday evening to myself. It's been pretty magical. It only happens in the winter, but it is like the best time ever. But it was Benny's birthday. And I was like, no, like I want to go skiing with them. And it was going to snow. And I was like, I want to be there. And as much as like there was a part of me that wanted to stay and journal about what happened in the meeting and like really dig into it, I felt this call to go and just have fun and play with the kids and, you know, and have a good time. Benny was not happy. Apparently, he wanted to go by himself for his birthday. And I was like, no, man, you got a family. Everybody wants to celebrate you together. And then he ended up going snowboarding on his own another day, but it was kind of funny. So anyways, we have a great time. And it's one of those sports that obviously you can't think of anything else because if not, you might get hurt. You have to be like very present and focused. And we had the best time. And a lot was worked out for me from that meeting, like through the skiing, right? Like I don't have to like force it. And that's what this feels like for you guys, that I just know that that meeting was important. I know that there's some information that's been coming up for me that's important, but it's not really my job to fight it or to try to figure it out. I'm doing my best to give enough space as possible. And something like that, like going skiing and not trying to work on it or figure it out, gives this thing space to figure itself out. This is important for you because it feels like there's this last piece of your ego that is so tricky and has been hiding itself so well, like lodged into your stomach or like your back almost. And it has been there really hiding itself for so long. But it's also this kind of like it's creating like a dam from all the abundance that like you have been trying to manifest. It feels like you've been trying to manifest something for a long time but there's this one piece of like a wood that's holding this dam and won't let it come in. And these experiences that you're having that might feel a little shocking sometimes or a little frustrating are coming so that ego piece can be removed. So it's actually going to be a breath of fresh air. It's going to be an exhale. It's very exciting, but it feels like it's going to take, you know, most of February to really understand what I'm saying. But to know that you are finally releasing a piece of your ego that has been hiding for a long time. You might be aware of this. And if you are, work with the people that are helping you, you know, break through, therapist, healers, that kind of stuff. We also have a good meditation, a clarity app called the Aligned Self. So if you're already a member, definitely check that one out. I feel like this meditation is good for this experience. And just don't get too much into your head about it. Just let the change change you. I know you've heard me say that before. That comes from my dad. And let that wave come over and don't force it too much. Like just give yourself enough space. And there's other messages actually about play and all that, but this needs a little bit of space to detangle itself. Because space is the best way for you to surrender. Because this ego piece is something that you've been wrestling, like wrestling an alligator for a long time, and you're exhausted of wrestling it. So now we actually need to surrender to it and be like, all right, alligator, like do your best. Like, and then you'll notice that the alligator is confused and doesn't have good mental health anyway. So it's not going to attack you. So it's something about just like creating some space from this so that it can figure it out. But yes, something is brewing. Something is going to move you into this butterfly stage that you've been waiting for a long time, but not without releasing this very precious piece of your ego that you've been holding on to for a long time. Message number two, this is about the state of the world. And I know that, you know, feels like a little much. January was definitely a lot. And I asked Mother Earth to come into this one, and she was saying, as she usually does, she's like, I'm good. But she was just letting us know that things are very inflamed right now. They will continue to be inflamed in February, but she's saying it's very similar to when you get a cut in your body, right? And even if it's the most minor cut, your body does its thing. It starts to send out its immune system, its little guards, everything gets, you need that inflammation then to create some healing. So she's saying like we are in peak inflammation, like we're right smack in the middle. But I was very hopeful about this message because she was saying what I am doing is I am pushing out lower frequencies that I no longer resonate with, which I was so happy to hear. She was saying there was old structures, old governments, old, very toxic patriarchy systems that have been kind of have tried to evolve, which is so interesting. Like she says, like they've always been there, but they've put like lipstick on or modernized and they've been able to like hold on and be here. She actually says that it's in general, like a slavery system that has been reimagined and rebranded. And that is just like not an energetic match for her. So that is trying to leave. She's trying to push out that virus, but the immune system has to get inflamed. So to not be too concerned about the inflammation. And she says, like, if anything, I thought this was such a good sign because we see a lot of people rising up and speaking and protesting and lots of voices. And that's because like that is the new energy that she is in alignment with. I have goosebumps. And it's just like this big energy that's like coming together to push out the old energy. And it just looks a little hard. And she was saying if we do really want to help, it's not so much of like sharing terrible things online, which I know we love to do that, like somehow sharing some real is like our form of protest. And she's like, that's not really like the way. She was giving me the phrase, I think, is it a song, guys? Let there be peace on earth and let it begin with me. So she is really, first of all, I really got like holding meditation. So if you feel very affected by what's happening in the world, sitting in meditation for 10 minutes and holding unconditional love. So really just holding that in your heart and your body, spreading it to the earth. That really, really works. It's like it's prayer, but it's a little bit longer form. It's holding it for longer periods of time. So like holding that energy for 10 minutes. And she says like, that is the best thing. Think about like when your friend is sick, right? You usually like, oh my gosh, I'm sending you healing, loving energy, right? So same thing. That is what she's asking of us, like that is the best use of it. She's also saying to look at our own structures of slavery. So I guess like, to, you know, I know that's a very rough word, but the way I was understanding it is like it's power dynamics, right? So am I somebody's boss and I'm being kind of unfair? Am I thinking like I'm the adult and I can treat my kids like this? Am I the woman and think I have more power than my husband? Like, where is there an unequal power structure that I'm actually part of? That is something to, or even like where I'm the one that's being taken advantage of and I'm letting the other person take advantage of me. So like I need to rise up in my own power. So it doesn't mean that like we are taking advantage, but she's, this is really about like evening out power structures. And believe it or not, the way we deal with power within our own lives, within our own relationships, does affect the greater consciousness. So if like we really do want to help what's going on in the world, like that's where we want to start. Of course, so many of us are going to be called to activism. And like, if that is your calling and that's your purpose, you keep doing your thing. But those of us who know that that isn't our calling, but we also feel affected, it's, we are still a cell within this body, right? The whole earth is one body and we are within it. So our frequency does support the healing of the rest of the body. So never to think that you are so small that you don't make a difference. You do. And it starts off with how you hold the energy and the way you're playing with your own power. Message number three, your romantic relationship or a lack of romantic relationship really attracts a spotlight this month, for better or for worse. It makes me feel like you're going to realize how important this role in your life really is. You have to think like every president has one vice president. Like there's only one position for vice president. There aren't 17 positions for a vice president. So obviously like when we pick that vice president role, it's very important, especially if we can, you know, pick it from, there's a lot of people that would love to be vice president. So in partnership, you know, your partner, you are, let's say you're president or you're queen and they're king, or vice versa, or same, same, those are important roles. And it seems like you're going to do a couple things. One, you're going to be like, a lot of the things I want to manifest and I'm trying to do them on my own, I actually need a partner to support that. So maybe I'm going to stop manifesting stuff in my work and really like go all in on finding a romantic partnership that is going to want to do life with me. Maybe this is also like, I got a really bad Valentine's gift and I'm realizing that like my partner doesn't really respect the sacredness of our relationship or whatever, and I need to work on that. Like, who knows? I was like, there's definitely some bad Valentine's gifts showing up, guys. I kind of feel like that might have been me because it was Benny's birthday and he told me what he wanted. He's very practical. So I bought him the things that he wanted, but they were all practical. And I'm like, I feel like he's still disappointed, but he was the one that told me that that's what he wanted. He wanted like work boots. So I bought work boots. And now I'm like, maybe I need to make up for it. Anyways, I'm kind of feeling there's some disappointment with some like Valentine's gifts here. And it's going to kind of bring a spotlight to the relationship. Something needs to be healed here. And the healing, I can't say specifically what it is, but it's like this lack of understanding how sacred and important this role is in what you create in your life. Everything that you manifest is actually so deeply affected by this person who is right next to you. And you can't try to like manifest around that person. You have to bring that person in. I know that just as a strong, independent woman, I wish I didn't have to bring him in, right? Sometimes, but you do. So because it's such an important role. So either I invest on healing this role, even though, you know, it's hard to do. Sometimes like working on your relationship is the hardest thing. Or I get a new VP, you know, that's your, or like I kick out that role, but like that role is very important. And I think like beyond romantic relationships, like this just feels like the people that are close to me matter like in such a big way. Like you really, really see that. It feels like February is like setting us up for what we're manifesting. Maybe you are currently manifesting. And this tells us, like this really puts a spotlight on how important this role is. And the best thing I can say is like, it is a sacred role. It is a holy role. It is worth investment and it's worth love and healing, you know? I am going to make something in Clarity app on this. I know so many of you have asked me for it. I promise I'm working on it. It just hasn't like hit me on the head yet, you know? Please don't do that literally, universe, but it hasn't like fully hit me, but I'm going to put it out. Like this is, we're going to claim it. This is the month I'm going to put it out. So I'll let you guys know when I put that out because I have, yeah, I've done it in my relationship and we continue to do it. So I'd love to share what I've learned and, you know, all those things. Okay, let's get into message number four. You will get many messages from play. And I think that that's because we are moving big time. Like you guys, this audience is really moving like in such a big way from a very masculine, structured, kind of linear way, realizing that to get to the next level, you have to bring in the feminine and balance it out. It's not that we're throwing completely away that structure because that's great, but I just see you learning from play this time. So I want to introduce that role. I want to introduce that tool again. I know that I kind of talked about that in message one, but I just wanted to like really make sure that we took some time for this idea of play. Play is spaciousness because play is like meditation in, it's better than a walking meditation. Like it's for those of us like who hate to meditate or who take meditation too seriously and like don't get anything from it. Play is the answer. So they're really like introducing you to play. If your kids are driving you crazy lately with play, like this is why. You are going to figure out like all of life's problems. Like, I don't know, you're going to cure cancer through play, truly. So bring play into your life. Like, don't hide from it. It's truly like the glass of water that you've been thirsting for. You know, when you're like, oh, I'm thirsty. And then you go, you drink some coffee by accident. And you're like, no, actually what I need is hydration. Play is your hydration. So please go ahead and embrace it. Bring it in. This is where everything makes sense. And then message number five, there is this happy ending to a creative project that you've been working on. And I think happy ending could be like, you know, you're literally ending this project and maybe you're like, you know what, it ran its course, I set it free, I'm grateful for it. I also feel like it's could also be an ending to a hard time you had with the creative project, like kind of like, oh my gosh, I've been frustrated, I haven't figured this out, it hasn't been clear, and you just kind of decide to let it go. And there's less pressure on creativity. It's so funny to say that there's less pressure on creativity because it almost makes me feel like what you thought was creativity was just grinding. Like it wasn't really work. It wasn't really creativity. Like you're actually about to learn what creativity truly deeply is. What you were doing before was this earning, grinding, like needing your creativity to mean something or be something. And I don't have the answer, but I'm just getting that your higher self was like, that was not creativity at all. Like none of that was. So you kind of lay it to rest, which is really nice. So this feels like perhaps closing one chapter, starting something new, letting go of the wrestling with this creative project and like maybe renaming it, a totally new project in general. But really like looking at this thing that you were working on or you were trying to figure out and just giving it a lot of gratitude and I love you and thank you and like let it go. And my sense is it's either going to go away or it's going to have a totally new life that really fits what you were trying to accomplish anyways before you got your dirty little fingers on it and made it too serious. Truly what is meant to come out of you is very playful. And who said being playful wasn't successful? Like, I feel like this is so playful that it is extremely sexy. And when something is sexy, it attracts a lot of people. And that's like what makes something successful when it's getting a lot of attention. And think about like a hot girl, you know, like she is getting a lot of attention. And that is because she's playing, whether she's playing with her hair, her makeup or whatever, she's playing. And that is what this next project or like the next life of this project truly is meant to be. And I'm totally okay with the continuation of what you've been working on. Just it's a totally new era. And I would even maybe consider like letting February be like a start and a beginning, kind of like, oh, this is where we drew the line where we like no longer do things like this. And like starting, I don't know, the 15th, we do it like this. giving it a new birthday, a new name, something. But it's a really happy ending to a creative project, problem, a creative block. And it's going to be sexy. I'm super excited. You'll have to keep me posted on what that is. All right, friends, those are our predictions for February. I hope they were supportive. We have notes and we have prompts for these episodes on the Clarity app. If it sometimes feels like a lot and you want to see it on paper, we have that in the community section if you're already a Clarity app member. If message number one really stood out to you, there's a great meditation called the Aligned Self Meditation on Clarity app. So those are my recommendations. And other than that, I love you much. Thank you for all the love. Keep leaving comments. Keep sharing with your friends. We need this podcast to grow so that it can keep going. All right. I love you much. See you next time. That's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. I love you guys so much. If you're called to it, please leave me a review, subscribe, and share it with a friend. That is the best way to show your gratitude for this show. And if you want to go deeper with me, check out my app, Clarity. Until next time, much love always.